Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. This is a really exciting one. I'm thrilled to bring you Vicki Thorpe from Thrivent Financial. She's an advisor through Thrivent Financial. And she's going to be sharing a little bit about what Thrivent Financial does. It is a nonprofit organization, but also how they're servicing clients during this pandemic. Just some different things that she works with her clients on, but also some general financial advice. So I think that this is going to hopefully be helpful to you in some way. But Vicki, I just wanted to welcome you to the program. And I'd love to hear, just from your own words, Thrivent Financial, tell us a little bit about it. What does it do for the members of the Thrivent community?
So here's where Thrivent is so different from any other company or any other organization that your listeners have ever heard of. First off, we are an organization of Christians, and yet Thrivent is a diversified financial services organization that helps people achieve financial clarity, enabling their lives to have fuller meaning and gratitude. Just to bring it back home to the Bible and knowing in reality, it all, meaning all money and everything we have, truly belongs to God. So that full meaning and gratitude in our lives. In other words, there are other things that the world says, well, wait a minute, who are you? And we are a Fortune 500 organization. We have over $152 billion in assets under management and advisement as of the end of last year. And we've already bounced back from an awful lot of the downturn that has happened with it in the crisis since 2020 began. We've been named one of the world's most ethical companies by the, and I'm not going to pronounce this right, here I am on radio, with the Ethisphere Institute for the last 9 years. So to be named one of the world's most ethical companies from 2012 through 2020 is an amazing feat. We are an organization of Christians, sure, so you would expect that, but we're also a financial company. So at Thrivent, we know giving back is important to many of our clients. In 2019, Thrivent clients and the supporters raised and donated over $333 million in funds and contributed more than 17 million hours in volunteering throughout our nation. So that is the crux of who Thrivent is and what we're about, and how does Thrivent serve clients, people that I'm hoping within your listenership will think, wait a minute, we're talking about this thing called money. Maybe we should call Vicki Thorpe. Yes, please do, because at Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. So just like you would have that tool belt with maybe a hammer and a knife, and then you think in terms of those tools to building your retirement, or you're building towards sending a child to college or fill in the blank, that tool should be picking up the phone and calling Vicki Thorpe, or picking up the pencil and putting pencil to paper, or looking at an Excel spreadsheet. So we're driven by a higher purpose at our core. We're dedicated to helping Christians achieve financial clarity so you can make the most of what God has given you.
And now, so I know that you guys are about to go through a brand change. So we have always referred to you as Thrivent Financial, but I understand over the years you've gone through several brand changes and now you're coming up on a new one. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Our company at one point was only tied to the Lutheran church community, so those Christian Lutheran churches. So our name at one point was called Lutheran Brotherhood, or Aid Association for Lutherans. We transitioned to Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, to Thrivent Financial, to now we'll be called Thrivent. And at the same time, at the core base of this not-for-profit, we are that Thrivent. And that one Thrivent is what we're building upon now, because we have been in existence now for over 100 years, and we've continued to serve our members because we are a member organization, but at the same time, we are looking to build that even more with the Christian community and each individual Christian household.
And what do you personally do at Thrivent Financial?
I've worked with my clients to create personalized financial strategies and support them in their ongoing planning to help them achieve their goals and thrive with purpose. So two of the examples of that I just love about my members, love those people who've called me specifically from WPER, from your radio station, have been working wonderful, serving people in our community. And what they're working at is their career. And they're saying to me, wait a minute, I'm not so sure that I've got my house in order, meaning I've got credit card debt. I've got student loan debt. Can you help me have that financial clarity to realize what should I pay off first? Where's the plan? How can I get from point A to point B? So I help them. I walk them through that.
So when you're working with clients, what are your goals for them? What are you hoping to achieve?
So my goal is to first listen and truly understand where your listeners, where my clients, where those future members are today, and where they want to be tomorrow. And I'm here to help them make that that goal that they want to reach a reality.
And just generally speaking, for anyone listening right now, do you have any thoughts on things that are good just for financial wellness in general?
It comes down to basic math a lot of times. Wait a minute, you can't have $10 coming into your pocket or into your household, and you can't spend $11. And in fact, it's kind of scary. You really can't plan to spend even $8. You need to make sure that out of that $10, there's a plan for 20% or two out of every $10 to be saved, to be used for later on, just in case. And then there's that other thing, the elephant in the room, and that is the fact that we're guided by this amazing book that God gave us, the Bible, that says we're supposed to tithe, we're supposed to give back 10%. Well, remember, it's all God's anyways. So I do not tell people that they must tithe. I feel that we are all guided, you know, deep in our own hearts. But at the same time, the majority of people who've called me from your station have said, first off, I tithe. I'm like, hallelujah, great, let's move on. So you're tithing, but yet you've got this debt. You're wanting to move forward from that. Great. What are some other goals that you have? Let's work through those. I have noticed that the majority of people that I've worked through completely eliminating their debt, they are truly the ones who've made that happen. But at the same time, I'm that base that they can touch on, and sometimes it's been on a monthly basis, just to say, okay, got another credit card completely eliminated, and yes, we are living within our means, and yes, we are still tithing, or we are still giving as we feel called, and we are saving. With the intention of the time of not if, but when a crisis hits and they need additional funds, they have their own emergency fund. So the main thing that I do throughout my day is working with families with those goals beyond that. So that planning for retirement is mentioned. Maybe it's even the thought of would like to someday own a home or have a second home or be able to, again, fill in the blank of what that goal is.
How have you seen those goals changed based on the situation that we're living in now with COVID-19?
So in times like these, it's more important than ever to have a financial strategy in place. Consider meeting with that financial professional to review your situation if you haven't already. And I'm hoping that that's me, but at the same time, let's again address what might be that bigger question that your listeners are coming down to, and that is, well, I already have somebody that I meet with. Well, I'm encouraging you to meet with them. I operate as what's called a fiduciary, and when you hear that word, it's because the federal government has used that word. And what does that mean? That means that I operate with that, being able to sleep well at night knowing that I'm saying, no, if you've got a great plan already in order with somebody you're already working with, hallelujah. If you want a second opinion, if you want to call somebody else, I'm hoping that I'm considered on that list, as will be also my other thrivent financial professionals in the area. I would love for you to give them a call.
Do you have any general tips or advice that you can share for people who are working to turn around their financial situation?
There is no one size fits all approach to advice. But in general, what we do at Thrivent is focus on these evergreen financial tips that can help you plan for your short and your long-term goals. So I'm going to list about four things here. One of them is spend mindfully. Do you have a budget? Are there things you don't need that you could go without? I think in terms of one of my family members who said to me whenever we were having the conversation, they were new in marriage, and it was, don't tell us we have to give up our cable TV. So I'm just putting that out there. I've already had that conversation. You know what that one thing is that maybe you could do without. And maybe it's for 6 months. Maybe it's for 12 months. I have gone for years now not watching TV. The times that I do watch TV are not typically in my own home. It's because whenever I was helping with family members that were in hospice care and things like that. And yet at the same time, you say, wait a minute, you mean you didn't pay for cable? You didn't have, well, no, you know, what works for you? Let's get back to what really works for you to be focused on Christ in your life and to have that gracious living. And what can you truly do without? So that spend mindfully is the first thing. The second one is borrow responsibly. If you have several types of debt and your goal is to decrease or eliminate your debt, we can help you focus and prioritize on paying down the debts with the highest interest rate. And we go a little bit more in depth than that, because sometimes there's a lower interest rate that's a smaller amount, and we need to get some type of accomplishments out there. If you own a home, speak to a mortgage specialist to see if refinancing is an option, since mortgage rates are right now at a very low rate. The third area is building purposefully. Set up that emergency fund with a, now this is where Thrivent tends to put out there, with a 4 to 5 months of expenses to weather the rough patches. I like to throw into there also, pray through that. What do you really think needs to make everyone in the household feel comfortable knowing there's an emergency fund that will help when the crisis is hit in the future, not if. Once you have that reserve, work with a financial person. Work with that financial professional, hopefully me, to develop goals and save towards your specific needs. Sometimes it's easier to save if it's earmarked for a future purchase or need, but I like to add on exactly where we come back to that core base and we say, and pray about it. Pray about whether or not this goal is truly the goal that meets that mindful purpose as to where you're going as a couple or where you're going as that individual that's head of that household. And then the last of these four bullet points is to protect the flexibility. Now more than ever, We want to protect what means the most to you. Review your plan and evaluate whether or not things like life insurance may be an option for you. It could protect your loved ones and provide them with income in the event that something happened to you. I also put in here that coverage of people that you really love and are dear to you, grandchildren, children, and those within your household. Think in terms of the fact that when a person passes away, it is the beginning of their forever life, and we need to celebrate that life, and we don't need to be worrying about or losing sleep over whether or not this thing called money is going to be dragging us down. So let's help everybody feel better about their sleeping well at night.
And then what about for those who may be really concerned with like market fluctuation, things happening within the overall economy, especially if it's impacting retirement savings, things like that?
You know, that's an individual conversation. So I welcome to have that type of conversation. But more than anything, it's important to stay patient and prudent and not make reactive decisions. Here's what we recommend people keep in mind whenever it comes to any kind of stock market exposure or investment exposure. There are, again, there's five bullet points for this. And it's number one, remember that investing is a long haul endeavor. It's not 3 months. It's not 3 years. It is typically at least 3 to 5 years. If you're investing in the markets, if you're investing in stocks or mutual funds, 401ks, 403bs, if I'm saying anything that sounds like Greek to you and you want to find out more, please give me a call. But in the meantime, if you know of these, you know who I'm speaking to. If you're investing in those markets, you should expect fluctuations from time to time. So you'd want to review your investment strategy to ensure it's aligned with your long-term goals and then stay the course, knowing that when you look at the big picture of the past, even though we know that the past has no bearing of a guarantee as to what's going to happen in the future. Second bullet point. So the first one was, remember it's a long haul endeavor. Second one is, don't react. A natural reaction may be to buy when the stocks are soaring or sell when the prices are plunging, when the market falls. Any losses in your investment, in your portfolio, are only realized if you sell your holdings. So there again, you haven't lost anything unless you sell it. Think in terms of other investments. The value of your investment will fluctuate over time, and you may gain or lose, but it depends upon when you sell. Just like your house, just like those homes that you've seen of grandparents and parents and people around you, you realize, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that that first house that you bought, Vicki, in Tappahannock was only $32,000? Yes, $32,000 for the first house I ever bought in Tappahannock. Now, I didn't sell it for twice the price 10 years later by not making improvements to it, by not loving it, by not enjoying it. But at the same time, think in terms of a long time investment and think in terms of not timing that market or not timing that investment. Third bullet point, consider buying when the market is down. So right now, you may want to consider that this would be a time to have a conversation with somebody, hopefully me, but somebody that you know that is involved in investing for the long term. Another thing is seek out guidance. Work with that financial professional. Educate yourself on what those strategies and what kind of changes in the investment plans can be made if needed. Chances are, if you've got that retirement plan at work, stay the course. Don't change what you've already got in place. And then the last one on this area is to diversify. Make sure your investment is a diversified mix. That way, then, whether or not your diversification can help reduce that market risk, it does not eliminate it. Diversification does not assure a profit or protection against loss in a declining market, but it does help in those times of growth and at times of a downturn to make sure that it's not an all or nothing end. So those five bullet points: long term, don't react, consider buying when the market is down, seek guidance, and diversify. But remember, we've seen and weathered crises before, but we've always used times of adversity to help people be stronger. And we're not alone in that. That is a industry-wide point of reference.
What would you say, in your opinion, what sets Thrivent apart from others?
Thrivent is a diversified financial services organization that helps people achieve clarity, financial clarity, enabling lives full of meaning and gratitude. We're mission-driven. We're membership-owned. Thrivent offers its more than 2 million members and customers a broad range of financial products, services, and guidance. Its subsidiaries and affiliate companies offer insurance, investments, banking, and advice over the phone, online as well as through financial professionals like myself and independent agents nationwide. Thrivent is a Fortune 500 company, again, you know, with over $152 billion of assets under management. I like to share, too, that Thrivent carries an A++ superior rating from AM Best. So that's a credit rating agency that comes in and says, wait a minute, let's find out how strong you really are as a company, and we are. This is the highest of the agency's 16 ratings, and that was affirmed again just in May of this year of 2020. And I'm hoping, Megan, that any of your listeners would feel free to go out to that www.thrivent.com. And Thrivent, spelled T as in Tom, H, R, I, V as in Vicky, E, N, T. And I'm just hoping that, you know, if I've said anything here that somebody needs clarified, that they feel free to reach out to your station. I mean, you guys are just the most awesome, uplifting, positive means here in Virginia. But is there anything that I've missed that you would want to know more about Thrivent? I think the key that people tell me make meeting with me and working with Thrivent completely different is twofold. One is, we know it is in the control of you. It's your money. So I have had too many times whenever somebody has said to me, I've had this money, let's say in a 401k or a 403, you know, where they've worked before, and they're saying, I'm going to move this over to make it an IRA. I can see the good and the bad, you know, where the IRS is with that. And why is it that Thrivent treats that money as my money, meaning, you know, you, Megan, it's your money, whereas this other institution, and I've heard it myself on the phone, I've been so surprised when somebody says, you're not going to move my money. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, this isn't your money, this is Megan's money. And they get real quiet. So number one, we recognize that this is money that's in Megan's name. This is money that's in that person's name, as opposed to being in, one of those other industry names. So whenever somebody calls Thrivent and says, hey, I want to change how I'm invested, or I would like to do this, well, sure, we're going to have that conversation. We're going to see, you know, is this a decision that you're making because your goals have changed, or because you're going to need that money sooner, or you're going to need that money later? Great, you know, or do you want to have that conversation or not? so often people say, yep, I know exactly what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Great, great. So first off, we're treating that person's money as their money, even though when appropriate, I am reminding people we are all stewards of what God has given us. And so that's the other point, is we don't treat it as if it is of the world or in the world. We're saying, you know, this is really, you know, we are very blessed. And so being blessed and being gracious and giving back and living that generous life, so that financial clarity of where that person wants to go is where we pick up on it. And so I don't hear that when somebody says, well, I've been meeting with this advisor with another company, and that advisor, if anything, I get that people will say to me, my advisor really feels like I give way too much to the church, or my advisor feels like I give way too much to Habitat for Humanity, and they really feel like I need to stop that. I want to know your opinion, Vicki, and I'll look at it and I'll say, you know, wait a minute, you know, you can't have credit card debt that's high and at the same time live a generous life necessarily. Not that people don't do that, but what's the plan? If your plan is, you know, to not have debt and yet at the same time in the future to also live a generous life, let's get our priorities in order. Because, you know, credit card debt anymore, you're putting an awful lot of money into somebody else's pocket that is not necessarily a plan of God.
How is Thrivent interacting with your consumers during this time, with your members during this time? How are you serving them? And are you finding any differences in the services that they require or the advice that they're looking for because they're facing a situation that they've never faced before?
I so appreciate that question. I'm hoping that I will answer it in its entirety, so you remind me if I'm missing anything.
Sure.
In there. First off, Thrivent, number one, is concerned for the safety of both their employees and their representatives like myself, and of course our members and our future members. So we're enabled with those tools like Zoom, like Skype, FaceTime, anything we can do in order to meet virtually as opposed to in person. So I am very actively out there looking to meet with more people virtually versus in person at my Central Park office in Fredericksburg. And people are loving that. It's working out well. I'm surprised at how many people really do prefer just a phone call. And I love that. That is great. Phone call is great. Zoom is awesome. So that's the number one thing. Number two is webinars. I mentioned earlier, before we started this phone call, about how our webinars, sure, a lot of them have to do with finances, but a lot of them also have to do with living a generous life or living a richer married life or living a richer life as a woman in today's society. So we've had both a ladies' night, which was focused on organizational skills, and it was just where the call happened to have gone, and the fun that can be built around being homebound in today's COVID environment. And it was a fun webinar, as was the one with Father Leo, a priest out of Baltimore, who has written a book that is a recipe book called Spicing Up Married Life. I understand, I was not able to attend that webinar, but I've seen him before. He is hilarious. So here's this Catholic priest that talks about satisfying couples' hunger for true love, and he compares it to cooking. So things like that. So webinars definitely having to do with your taxes, with your financial decisions, with your retirement planning, but also other webinars that have to do with making your life a richer, more fulfilling Christian life. So the webinars, the fact that we are meeting with our members and our future members virtually, and at the same time, taking the phone call. I try really hard to make sure I'm calling people back more than anything. I call that part of one of the secrets of the success of my practice is the fact that I try really hard to call people back as soon as I can. So I love how Thrivent reacted very quickly to the crisis that we have been in now for the past 60 days.
Beautiful. Well, Vicki, I want to thank you again for taking your time to talk with us today. We are grateful for the opportunity to share what you're doing. You've been an incredible partner of the station, and we're just happy to be able to share anything that helps improve the financial wellness of our listeners. So thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that you tune in again next weekend for another edition of Community Matters.